This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. New nationwide test scores shows the profound toll the pandemic has had on Colorado students. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
Colorado fourth graders dropped from 44% proficiency in math to 36% from 2019 to 2022. Eighth grade math scores plummeted in all 50 states. Colorado's reading scores didn't decline as much. The National Assessment of Education Progress assesses reading and math every 2 years for fourth and eighth graders. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona said last week that initial assessments this year in Colorado show promising results so far. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver's e-bike rebate program is now paused for the rest of the year because of the program's extreme popularity. The Denver City Council allocated $9 million worth of funding to the program. That money was meant to last until 2024, but the e-bike program has succeeded beyond the city's wildest expectations. Those with rebate vouchers already can still use them within 60 days of issuance. The program is expected to reopen in early 2023. Colorado's recount for the Republican primary for Secretary of State in June cost less than the original estimate. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters requested and provided $256,000 to pay for the recount. She lost the GOP primary by 88,000 votes. Under state law, Peters was required to foot the bill due to the size of her loss. Now Peters will get close to $140,000 returned to her because the cost for the recount was less than expected. Most of that money was donated by people who live outside of Colorado. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.